Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the July 2013 Laura Ingalls Wilder Fandom Update. Now, I'm still upstairs where I normally do the podcast from, and we're trying Skype. We're giving them one shot here, but I've got internet connection out to my building now, so hopefully next time I come to you, it will be from the Sarah Utoff Trundlebed Tales Laura Ingalls Wilder building. And I'm very excited about that. But I'm not going to talk about that a lot tonight because we have a ton of stuff to get through. Lots and lots and lots of stuff are happening this July. Now, quickly, let's just quickly remind everybody. That if you want to listen to Blog Talk, to Trundlebed Tales on Blog Talk Radio, you not only can stream it through your computer, you can also call. You can also call if you have a comment or something you want us to talk about or a question or anything like that. The number is 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And you can also chat while we stream live episodes. Though if you want to listen to the archive, you either have to go to the webpage or download it on iTunes, which you can do and take it with you for free. So that is just quickly what's going on in housekeeping. And to get through the stuff that we can most quickly, I always like to tell you where I'm presenting during a given month. This time, I'm going to be at the Lone Tree Public Library in Lone Tree, Iowa. I'm going to be doing What's My Story on Tuesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m. Then I'm going to be at the Hopkinton Public Library in Hopkinton, Iowa, also doing What's My Story Saturday, July 27th at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Included, besides my program, they're going to have old-fashioned games going on, and we're going to have a ginger water tasting. And I'm pretty excited about that because that's one of my normal add-ons that I offer for people to have with the program, not too many people take me up on it. So I'm hoping it's going to be an interesting time there in Hopkinton. And as always, that's what I have booked so far, but it's not too late. If you'd like to have me come to present near you, make sure to tell your local library, museum, or civic group, and we'll see what we can do. Now, the next thing I wanted to mention just very quickly are sort of my mentions from June 2013. First, I finally got my first LibGuide published, and it's now open to the public. That is another format for basically a pathfinder, a sort of way to save people from having to do the basic research all the time and make sure they get off on the right foot. That's something that librarians make for people. Yes, librarians do that. And the one I've done is Genealogy Basics. You can find links to both the pathfinder, which is just a two-page PDF, and the online LibGuide version of that off of my blog. Second, I had somebody point out on Twitter this week that one of my tweets, for some odd reason, made it the New York Times Magazine under my Twitter handle, Trundlebed Tales. Now, this is really weird because what it was I had retweeted an article that was in the New York Times about the invention of the salad spinner, which is a remarkably good thing for making great salad. Thank you, Julia Child, for telling us about it. And I just had sent that message along. They put in my little comment about the story without the link to the story itself. So that's why I think it's really, really odd. But anyway, I am in New York Times magazine under Trundle Bed Tales, and there is a link to that also from my blog. And third, I'm quoted almost at the bottom of the article from Motorhome this year, which was about one family's lumber trip during 2012. It talks about visiting a couple of the home sites and then ending up at Laura Palooza. And I think it would be worth a read, even without my mention. It's a really nice example of a Laura travel article, and I would urge you to read that. The article is called Little RV on the Prairie on Motorhome Magazine, and again, there are links from my blog. So, having gotten through my stuff, it's time to start telling you about all the Laura Ingalls Wilder activities this month. First of all, Old World Wisconsin and Eagle, Wisconsin has had a long tradition of having a Laura Ingalls Wilder event. It's moved around quite a bit. They've combined it with things. When I went a few years ago, it was on a Thursday because they were still pulling 2,000 people on a Thursday afternoon in August, which I thought was pretty darn impressive. This event and what they did and the size has fluctuated quite a bit. But this year, they're having an entire month. My apologies. I told you, I just got to stop using Skype for this. It just causes too many troubles. Anyway, Old World Wisconsin, I wanted to make sure that I told everybody that it was really designed from accuracy from the very early plannings. Although, of course, it's not perfect, it really was well thought out in that regard. And one way that is the homesteads of the farms aren't right next to each other. They're quite a ways away, and they really make use of the entire area of the park. So wear good walking shoes. Be aware that you're probably going to have to walk a good distance to attend these events, but they're really hands-on. They really focus on things that happened in the book, and I really enjoyed the year I went. If it was any other month than July, I would go back again because I'm sure it'll be great fun. And I do have a recommendation on where to stay, which is a bed and breakfast called the Eagle Center House, which is very near Eagle, Wisconsin, because once again, they don't have any regular motels. There are some in towns surrounding. And they are about an hour west of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you were in the area, you could swing by Brookfield too. So that's the first event. Then I wanted to go on at the Almanza Wilder Farm in Malone Brook, New York. July 6, 2013 was the Children's Gala and Independence Day celebration. This is an annual event, so if you missed it this year, keep an eye out for it next year. Laura's Memories Pageant in Mansfield, Missouri. Now, if you have only seen the Walnut Grove and Desmet pageants, you're still missing out on something. The one in Mansfield is a musical. It is staged differently than any of the other events and has the most comfortable chairs with back support. I'm really hoping I'm going to get back down there again myself this year. It's been a while, but it's well worth the trip, and I really recommend you go. One odd thing about them is they really kind of string out the dates. They're doing it they did it the weekend of July 5th, 6th, and they are going to pick that up again with other dates to continue in August and September, and I will list them when we get a little closer, or you can find them at laurasmemory.com on the calendar of events. Now, next up are the two main pageants, the one at Walnut Grove and Desmet. Now, note, normally they are on the same weekends to make it easier for you to attend both. Somehow, it looks like they're thrown off that this year. Also, the other difference is that Desmet still does Sunday shows and Walnut Grove doesn't. So take those things into account when you're making any travel plans. The Walnut Grove pageant still starts at 9. The Desmet pageant starts at 8. And information about both those things and links to the website on the Trundle Bed Tales blog. The Little House in the Prairie Museum in Independence, Kansas is having special living history appearances twice this month. On July 13th, they're having Schoolhouse Days with Mrs. Little, and on July 27th, they're having Meet Caroline Ingalls. This was an update after I originally published the post with events of this month, but I found out that they're doing Mary Ingalls tours at the Iowa School for the Blind in Vinton, Iowa, July 16th, 2013. Now, Vinton is about 17 miles away from Cedar Rapids, which is where Quaker Oats is from, west of there, which will kind of give you an idea where it is if you're trying to find it. Also, I found out after I posted this originally that the Franklin County Fair, now this is the same exact fair that Almanzo attends in Farmer Boy. That means it's the same organization and the same grounds, and I don't think they have any of the original buildings. They really weren't that sure, the people that I got to talk to, but the horse track that they talk about and describe is definitely still there, and you can see it just like Almanzo talked about, and many of the other events of the fair are still similar to what he described. So you can check that out in Malone, New York. Oddly, at least in my experience, the fairgrounds is actually inside town, kind of right off the main road, instead of out in the country or at least on the edge of town. So it's probably grown up around it over the years. But you can find the Franklin County Fair going in Malone, New York from July 17th to the 21st. Attending there while it's going is another one of my life goals, and I hope to meet it. Then the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days at Heritage Hill, Green Bay, Wisconsin, are going to be July 26th and 27th, 2013. It's an event at a historic park, but focuses on guests. This year, they're going to be Allison Ingram, who is TV's Nellie Olson, and Dean Butler, TV's Almanzo Wilder. It's really focuses on those special people coming in, from what I've heard, but I haven't made it myself yet, but a lot of people seem to enjoy it, and they've been doing it a number of years now. So if you're interested, you can check that out. Now, we are quickly running out of time, in part due to that unfortunate gap in the middle, but I did want to mention that right on the Laura Days weekend, Burr Oak was flooded during their festival. The flood did not actually reach the museum, thank goodness, but the little park play area behind was entirely flooded from what I can tell, and lots of things were damaged. The bridge may have to be replaced. Play equipment was lost or damaged, so they're probably going to need to get more. And more importantly, the furnace/air conditioner that runs for the visitor center was overtaken by flood water when the basement flooded. The two sump pumps they had running weren't enough. We've just been facing the oddest weather in Iowa this year so far, but hopefully that will have stabilized it. But they didn't have much in the way of an emergency fund, so I think if you are interested to contributing to one of the Laura sites, I think Burr Oak at the moment has the most immediate need, though of course all of the Laura home sites could use your money and put them to good effect. And there is a link to their website where they have a donate button and further information about how to reach them if you'd rather send a check or whatever is on the post. It was a guest post by Julie Miller that is on Beyond Little House, the website. And I think we still haven't quite finished everything, and we are over time. So I want to thank you for checking in again with Trendlebed Tales. Hopefully August we'll have a few fewer things and we'll be in our new setup and we will stop having these problems with cutout. Thank you for your patience and check us out again on Trendlebed Tales. ¶¶